the Shem Mishmul, the Sachat Shavu Rabba, and one of his pieces on Hishan Rabba, says it can happen that a person has a very uplifting davening, and they're focused on Hashem, and they understand what the words mean, and those words resonate, and when they express those words, it's with feeling and fervor and passion. But then after davening, there's this dip, there's this fall. We lose our focus. We lose the clarity that we achieved throughout our davening. And we go back to the way we were. He explains, perhaps, that's because we don't have a lev basar, a heart of flesh. Our hearts are hearts of stone. And we don't allow the words, the concepts, the ideas to penetrate our hearts. Therefore, he says, this is the purpose of Aleinu. Aleinu, certainly the daily Aleinu, at the end of davening. The purpose of Aleinu is to soften our hearts. How so, and in what way? Well, the first paragraph of Aleinu was composed by Yahushua at the time of the entry into Eretz Yisrael. And in the words of the Shem Mishmur, Ki betfilas Aleinu kavshu eschemas Yericho. Yericho. That first city that the Bnei Yisrael needed to capture in order to forge a path into Eretz Yisrael. A city that Sagaris Musagaris. A city that had these impregnable fortifications. Yericho falls in a miraculous way. They encircle it. They march around it once a day. And on the seventh day, they march around it seven times. Now we understand why the Shem Mishmul is talking about this in Hoshana Rabbah, where we reenact this going around the Bima seven times. And the walls of Yericho miraculously fall down. They said, Aleinu. Aleinu has the power to bring down walls. Aleinu has the power to smash down mechitzas, things that get in the way. Aleinu has the ability to soften our hearts, to break down the walls of our hearts, if you like, to allow the key concepts of our tefillah to penetrate. So when we talk about the fact that Aleinu contains within it the main ikrim, the main yesodus, foundational principles of what it means to be a Jew, the idea of saying Aleinu is not just intellectually to be aware of it, but to feel it emotionally, allow it to impact our psyche and our consciousness, so that we carry with us whatever we achieve during davening into the rest of the morning, the rest of the afternoon, the rest of the evening. We seal off every tefillah with Aleinu. Because the purpose is to allow whatever we've achieved in davening to penetrate our hearts. It's not just intellectual knowledge. It's the ability to take it to heart. Certainly during El. If we can take these concepts from our tefillah, in our tefillah, in our davening, and allow it to penetrate our hearts, so that each tefillah leads on to the next, will be in an incredibly strong place.